part of actually the practice for me is how to get beyond my reflexive liberalism, just even dispositionally, even in terms of how I feel about my opponents. And so can I deconstruct my anger and condemnation, which I have in spades too, Terry. I mean, I think a lot of us do. Everybody does. I mean, the people on the right have the same animosity towards the people on the left. So can I deconstruct that and still keep a passionate engagement for Obama and for, you know, to get in the game and to, you know, do the best I can? I may be wrong, but I'm going to fight for this side. I think that's actually part of the issue of developing into integral in general, and that is, how do we motivate ourselves if we're not motivating ourselves from fear and anger?
Yes.
Which is the stuff, yes, which is the engine of motivation in first tier.
Yeah.
Fear and anger.
That's right.
So this is a chance to practice.
And how can we practice when some of that first tier fear and anger, it does tend to run through our systems.
Absolutely.
To rise to what's best in us and to be motivated and sourced in our care from what's highest and healthiest in a way that isn't ultimately divisive, but can be hopefully even more passionate and energized and effective because it doesn't involve putting anyone out of our heart. Not putting our Republican opponents out of our heart, who are really our countrymen and brothers and sisters, and who we need, you know, in times of crisis, when we pull together and we, you know, in a city that's snowed in and lost its power, the folks were working on plowing the streets and getting the electricity hooked back up again and all the rest, or Democrats and Republicans together. These are our fellows in our community. We especially need not to be polarized against them. But of course, we have a world-centric point of view.
Yes.
And we're not just letting our care end there. I'm concerned with what will happen to ordinary Iranian citizens if the Israelis decide to pull a bombing raid on the Iranian nuclear project before the election. I care about those people too.
Absolutely.
And I don't feel that I can rely on the folks who are supporting Mitt Romney to have equal care for that dimension of
they don't. And we can actually see that. I mean, traditionalists, ethnocentric people, really don't count people outside of their group. They don't have the same weight of moral care. So, you know, that's actually true. They don't care as much about the Iranians as people who are world-centric. That's really something, first of all, to just pause and realize. And so can we realize that and not condemn them for it?
Mm.
Because it's actually just a stage of development.
Right.
Ethnocentric is just a stage of development. Before that's egocentric. It's actually great progress over egocentric.
Totally.
So
as you were saying the other day, is the 12-year-old morally deserving of care in a whole different way than the 7-year-old?
Yeah.
Does the 7-year-old brother not deserve our love and care? Is he wrong because he doesn't yet have the capacities of the 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Is a 7-year-old a defective 12-year-old?
Yeah,
no. Not. It's a 7-year-old.
Right.
And so, and this is part of actually the, in a way, the problem of integral, or an additional problem of integral, is to actually take the seat of a person who actually can see the playground.
Well, to do that and to remain a passionate and committed participant in the
play,
rather than simply go to a meta perspective and therefore an abstracted, non-participatory orientation. Integral praxis requires us to be bigger beings.
Yes.
Requires not just bigger brains, bigger hearts, but, you know, bigger hands, an ability to be active and engaged, and taking meta perspectives, to be informed, and to be always practicing. Part of the practice is growing. Even now, as we're engaging these discussions, I'm stretching in my ability and in my kind of embodied disposition that holds the whole, and my friendliness to those I'm opposing in this very fractious, polarized political environment. And I need to keep growing. The fact that I'm paying attention to continuing to grow and get deeper and more committed is my practice. But also getting out here and telling people, hey gang, let's get together, let's pool our money, let's help Obama get reelected, and let's see if we can begin to learn how to have a voice that gets listened to in the larger social and political game in which we really have a lot to offer. It's really irresponsible morally for us to have broader perspectives and for us not to do something more effective to get them heard and influential. So let's become players. And here's where I think we ought to play. That's part of my practice. But you know what? I'm probably missing something. And 4 years from now, we'll have learned something from this experiment and our way of being politically involved in 2016 or even in 2014 is going to be a little bit more sophisticated, more savvy, more effective because it's a practice and we keep growing through doing it.
Absolutely, man. Hallelujah. And that's development in real time right there.